Vietnam to allow locals in casinos for the first time in years. Vietnam's Ministry of Finance has put forward a draft resolution that would allow qualifying citizens to gamble in two prominent casinos for the first time in years. The plan targets the Grand Ho Tram Resort near Ho Chi Minh City and the upcoming Van Don Complex in Quang Ninh Province, aiming to test local participation over 5 years starting from each site's operational date. This comes after a previous trial program wrapped up with mixed outcomes, leaving many in the industry hopeful for a fresh start. For residents who have long eyed the glittering resorts built mainly for foreigners, the change could bring gaming floors closer to everyday life. Currently, the country's 9 casinos bar locals entirely, pushing those interested to cross borders into places like Cambodia or Singapore for a night of cards or slots. Vietnam first explored this idea in 2016 when leaders approved a 3-year test at the Corona Resort and Casino in Phu Quoc and the then-planned Van Don site. To participate, individuals needed to prove a monthly income above 10 million Vietnamese dong, approximately $400, and pay a 1 million dong entry fee for 24 hours of play. However, the COVID-19 outbreak disrupted the plan, resulting in low crowds and revenue. Despite an extension that pushed the trial through 2024, participation remained low, partly due to Phu Quoc's remote location and its appeal to international visitors rather than locals. The program was ultimately cancelled in January due to underwhelming results. The Grand Ho Tram Resort, which opened in 2013 as a sprawling beachfront spot with luxury hotels and golf courses, has operated exclusively for foreigners ever since. It has become a hub for tourists from China and South Korea, but locals passing by on family road trips have only been able to glimpse it from afar. Outlining access and plans. Under the new draft, the ministry proposes simplifying entry requirements while maintaining costs as a regulatory measure. The previous income checks would be eliminated, and visitors might pay 2.5 million dong, roughly $100, for a full day of access or 50 million dong, $2,000, for a monthly pass. The rules would apply immediately at Ho Tram and take effect at Van Don once it opens. Sun Group, the developer behind the Van Don project, plans to build a massive integrated resort featuring 214 gaming tables and 2,140 slot machines, alongside luxurious hotels, a marina, and several entertainment zones. The Van Don Resort is expected to be developed in phases, starting in 2027 and completed by around 2032 at a cost exceeding $2 billion. The proposal is now headed to the Ministry of Justice and the Prime Minister for review, although ministry officials have yet to establish a specific timeline for implementation. If approved, the plan could launch as early as next year, giving Ho Tram a head start while Van Don prepares to open.